the problem. I felt a moment of fear as Mortimer spoke these words. Holmes sat forward in his excitement, and his eyes showed he was very interested indeed.
"Why did nobody else see these footprints?" he asked.
"The footprints were about 20 meters from the body, and nobody thought of looking so far away," Mortimer replied.
"Are there many sheepdogs on the moor?" asked Holmes.
"Yes, but this was no sheepdog. The footprints were very large indeed. Enormous," Mortimer answered.
"But it had not gone near the body?"
"No."
"What kind of night was it?" Holmes asked.
"It was wet and cold, though it wasn't actually raining."
"Describe the alley to me."
"The alley is a path between two long yew hedges. The hedges are small trees that were planted very close together. They are about 4 meters high. The distance between the two yew hedges is about 7 meters. Down the middle is a path of small stones. The path is about 3 meters wide, with grass on each side of it."
"I understand there is a gate through the hedge in one place," said Holmes.
"Yes, there is a small gate which leads to the moor."
"Is there any other opening through the hedge?"
"No."
"So you can enter or leave the yew alley only from the hall or through the moor gate?" asked Holmes.
"There is a way out through a summer house at the far end."
"Had Sir Charles reached the summer house?"
"No. He lay about 50 meters from it," said Mortimer.
"Now, Dr. Mortimer, this is important. You say that the footprints you saw were on the path and not on the grass.